ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
It gets kind of boring after a while, all these guys get in the ring with you and they ask for so much money and all they do is run from you.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
60 grand, a clean, fast fight, 15 rounds to a decision. Besides, you don't like fighting anymore. You like living too much. So why not live the easy life?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either, but just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 171, the results in the can last night from Dallas, Texas. Controversy in the main event. Talk about the fact the hometown guy won. Of course, the hometown guy was Johnny Hendry. Of course, he lost to George St. Pierre in last year, UFC 167, towards the tail end of 2013. GSP retired after the fight, even though he had won a unanimous nod. He didn't feel that the UFC treated him right because there were some disputes over drug tests. He wanted to bring in the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association to test him and Hendricks. Hendricks balked at that. The UFC didn't back him up on that, so GSP was a little ticked off at Dana White and crew. So we'll talk about UFC 171, what went down last night in Dallas, Texas. Of course, the next UFC event, there's tons of them, folks. I mean, UFC just rocking and rolling. And Bellator, they're trying to get their act together, too, but they don't put the results on their website. What's up with that? Come on, Bellator, Bjorn Rebney, get with it, man. But last night, pretty good crowd there in Dallas, Texas, at the American Airlines Arena. They changed it from the American Airlines Center. They changed it from the American Airlines Arena. The bottom line is Johnny Hendricks won a unanimous nod over Robbie Lawler, and I thought he did not deserve to win. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, all the stories on the UFC can be checked on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Main event of Dynamite USA is underway. Brock Lesnar's much-anticipated MMA debut against Minsu Kim, and Lesnar secures the early takedown.
This is actually where Minsu Kim wants to be. It's his only shot, really. He hoped to catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands. But you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsu Kim, probably thinks the
like
weight
said,
of the world
Brock,
is on him right now.
Right now, Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And actually did, technically, he did it very well.
Yes,
also.
He did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up, but he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsu Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, he looks like he's been wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsu Kim trying to keep him at close.
That's it.
Eating him. That's it. And excited here at ringside. Brock Lesnar.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was the Ring Talk MMA Bite, of course, the pro debut of the former UFC heavyweight champion currently in the WWE. I'm talking about Mr. Brock Lesnar. Now, last night, Dallas, Texas, American Airlines center, Johnny Hendricks. He got shorted last year against George St. Pierre. No question about that, UFC 167. I thought that Johnny Hendricks at least won three, if not four, of the five rounds. I mean, Dana White thought he had only won one round. I'm talking about GSP, George St. Pierre, the Canadian icon, welterweight champion since 2006, but the judges went all with GSP. Now, Johnny Hendricks didn't get the nod there, okay? Last night, Johnny Hendricks didn't win the fight either, in my mind. I thought Robbie Lawler manhandled him from the get-go. I mean, Hendricks had a good fifth round, but outside of that, I didn't see him having really any good rounds. He really didn't. I mean, the fact that Hendricks is such a great wrestler, I mean, all that wrestling pedigree that he's got, thought he would have tried to take down Lawler, but Lawler was bigger, seemingly stronger, and although they were somewhat even in strikes, I thought that Robbie Lawler did more damage straight up than Johnny Hendricks did, and I thought Robbie Lawler deserved to walk away with the UFC welterweight championship, 170 pounds last night, but they went the other way. The judges went 48-47, 48-47, and 48-47 for Johnny Hendricks. Of course, he was shorted that last time, so they gave him the benefit of a doubt and gave him a gift last night, in my mind. In the minds of some of the people at ringtalk.com, of course, the full article on the entire card is up there on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. So Robbie Lawler gets burned, to say the least. In the semi-main event, it ended a little bit early with injury. Tyron Woodley defeated Carlos Conde. Conde blew out his ACL or his knee. That was at 2 minutes of the second round. But I tell you, Woodley was looking very good in that fight. Condit was a bigger guy, but Woodley was looking very good, very fluid, did some spinning back fists and things like that. Very impressive to the eyes was Tyron Woodley. I think he's now 13-2. Miles Jury defeated Diego Sanchez. Diego Sanchez, of course, involved in that fight of the year in 2013 with the El Nino, Gilbert Melendez, the former Strikeforce middleweight Strikeforce lightweight champion. He may be signing with Bellator. Who knows? We haven't found out whether the UFC is going to match that contract or not, but Bellator has given him a good contract. It's going to be somewhere around $250,000, $280,000 a fight. And he's been the highest paid lightweight in the lump for a long time. We'll talk about Gilbert Melendez. He was getting like 180 to 200 grand for those strike force fights. He had a great contract. Smart guy from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So Carlos Condit blows his knee out. Miles Jury beats Diego Sanchez. Diego, too many wars. 30-27, 30-27, and 29-28 across the board. A three-round unanimous loss. Hector Lombard, remember him? Former Bellator middleweight champion, 185 pounds. Well, he's dropped down to welterweight, and he defeated Jake Shields last night. Unanimous night. Jake Shields coming from the city by the bay, San Francisco. Decision was unanimous, 30-27, 30-27, and 29-28. And I thought that Hector Lombard was sort of gassed in the second round. And I thought that if Jake Shields had seized the initiative a little bit more, he might have been able to walk away with the decision there. But I think the powers that be wanted Lombard to win. The gods in the MMA wanted Lombard to win. Of course, the former Brazilian current Brazilian star, Lombard, beating Jake Shields. Good-looking fight as far as these women were concerned. I mean, good-looking girls, but the fight wasn't all that great. Jessica Andrade defeated Raquel Pennington in a decision. It was a split decision, 29-28, 28-29, and 29-28. In other words, when it's split, that means two judges go one way and one judge goes the other way. Now, if two judges went one way and the third judge went even, that would be a majority decision, but this was a split decision. But I thought that Pennington did enough to win there. Andrade, not all that impressive. The first Brazilian female to fight in the UFC, I think she's got a long ways to go before she can even talk about rumbling with the wicked one, Ronda. I'm talking about the rowdy one. She's wicked, too. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Kevin Gastelum was the winner last night. He defeated Rick Story with unanimous nod, 29-28, twice and 30-27. Another featherweight contest. Dennis Bermudez looked very impressive. He is a guy with a great wrestling background. Jimmy Hettis has a judo background. Well, guess what? The wrestling background won last night is Dennis Bermudez. Dennis the Menace Bermudez beat Jimmy Hettis, I mean, from pillar to post. The fight was stopped at 257 of the third round, but what a whooping that Hettis took. Hettis showed he was tough. Hettis showed he was resilient, but Hettis also showed that he was second when it came to fighting Dennis Bermudez. Another fight, Alex Garcia was a winner in a welterweight contest over Sean Spencer in a split decision, 29-28 twice, and then 30-27. Pretty good card last night, no kidding. On the UFC Fight Pass, unless you've got the UFC Fight Pass, of course, those prelims are on Fox Sports 2 last night. Why do they keep confusing us? Why are they doing this? Why can't they just lock down Fox Sports 1 and make that the UFC channel? Because when you go from UFC, from Fox Sports 1 to Fox Sports 2, you go in like three different ways. In other words, there's two different channels. They're on different parts of the cable dial. They're not right next to each other. This is causing massive confusion amongst fans and followers of the UFC because I heard about it last night when I was getting texts. Hey, what's going on here? There's nothing on Fox Sports. Anyway, bottom line is it was on Fox Sports 2. I thought they had locked up a deal with the Fox Sports 1 to do all the fights there, but evidently Fox Sports 2 had the prelims last night. The Fight Pass, the UFC Fight Pass, is a special offer being offered to UFC fight fans. Francisco Trevino was a winner over Rene Forte. It was a unanimous nod. Those guys were fighting at a catch weight of 156.5 pounds. A flyweight contest was 125. Saw Justin Scoggins win over Will Campizaro. That was a unanimous nod across 430-27. In a middleweight contest, 185 pounds, John Strickland beat Bubba McDaniel. That was a submission, a rear naked chokehold. That was at 433 of the very first round. And in a featherweight contest, it opened up the card. Rob Whiteford defeated Daniel Pineda with a unanimous nod, 30-27, 29-28, and 29-28. That was UFC 171. Real quick, let's look back at UFC. Of course, last week, Alex Gustafson looking pretty good. No question about that. He's going to step in line now for a rematch, of course, with John Jones. But John Jones has got other things on his plate, like Glover Teixeira and things like that. But we're looking to see if Alex Gustafson can match the effort he put forth last year against John Jones, which I thought he won, but he didn't get the call. But Alex Gustafson was a winner on the UFC fight night last week, the 8th of March, when he beat Jimmy Mantua, and they headlined the event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Jump kick that goes.
Yeah.
Ooh, the crouching tiger, hidden dragon action there. Oh, my God, it's Capoeira. I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a... Coleman grinding away that right hand.
Through the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight. He wants him to the ground.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Coleman should throw a knee here to the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out? He's out.
I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look, look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because he had fallen on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bobchanson KO'd Kerr and got a no contest because at that time, these knees were not legal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bjorn.
The
sounds of the Mod Squad bring us back from the break. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Let's check out the UFC schedule before I get in deep on steroids. And I think I'm going to do that in the next segment. Steroids and MMA, of course, legalized steroids. We'll talk about testosterone replacement therapy. But the bottom line is the next UFC fight night will be March 23rd. It will be Mauricio Shogun Rua, of course, getting his act back together, taking on Dan Henderson in a set. This is their second fight together. The bottom line is I think Dan Henderson has got some issues regarding that testosterone replacement therapy. He's on it. He's like 38 or 39 years old, and he's on it, and I don't think it's right. And I just don't know. I really don't think that's the way to go, these steroids being legal. I mean, the only reason why they're needing steroids is that they abuse anabolic steroids early on, and their body doesn't produce the right amount of testosterone. So, in other words, they screwed their body up. So it's like blowing up the motor in your car. You know, racing down the street, you blow up the motor in your car, and somebody's going to give you, like, a free motor back. You're not going to get your motor back. Come on, man. I mean, the bottom line is you got to pay. And if you take anabolic steroids, the penalty you pay is that your body shuts down and doesn't produce testosterone as you grow older, okay? And if that's the case, guess what? You screwed yourself, so I have no mercy for any of these guys. But Dan Henderson, a TRT type of guy, testosterone replacement therapy client, won't be fighting in Nevada anytime soon because they just outlawed that. He's taking on Mauricio Shogun Rua. Of course, the reason why that Henderson's able to use this testosterone replacement therapy is that he'll be fighting in Brazil. That's right. He'll be fighting in Brazil. I kid you not, in Brazil. And, of course, Mauricio Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson going to war a couple of years ago in San Jose. I mean, that was amazing. It was just amazing, amazing, amazing fight. It just blew me away, the brutality that was laid out in the fourth and the fifth round by Rua over Henderson. It was just like, oh, you had to turn your face. It was so brutal. But the bottom line is Henderson did get a call that night, and he has a 1-0 edge over Shogun Rua. So Rua's looking to turn the tables on this one in the rematch. And, of course, that'll be a big fight down there in Brazil. Anytime these guys fight in Brazil, it's a big, big type of thing. And that should be on U.S. It'll be on Fox Sports 1, different from Fox Sports 2. The co-main event has middleweights, 185 pounds, Cesar Ferreira taking on Cibe Dalloway. I'd like to see Dalloway win there, but anytime you're fighting in Brazil, man, who knows what's going on down there. A lightweight contest, 155 pounds, that's next Saturday night on Fox Sports 1. Leonardo Santos versus Norman Park. Light heavyweights, Fabricio Maldonado taking on Gian Valente. I saw Maldonado a couple of fights. He looked really good, and then he had a couple of lukewarm performances, so I don't know if I'm sold on him yet. At lightweight, 155-pound, Michael Brazera is taking on Marik Tazimov. And at featherweight contest, Ronnie Johnson is going to take on Steven Sire. And the preliminary card, also on Fox Sports 1, will be featherweight's Diego Brando taking on Will Chope, Ronnie Marks taking on Thiago Santos, and that's in a middleweight contest. The Brandon Chope fight is a featherweight contest. Featherweight's 145 pounds in the world of MMA. Middleweight's 185 pounds, Ronnie Marks and Thiago Santos. Flyweight's the smallest division in the UFC, 125 pounds, of course. Demetrius, Superfly, Super Mouse, call him what you want, Mighty Mouse, he's super, he's quite a fighter. Demetrius Johnson, the champion, at 125 pounds. But Jussier Formiga is going to take on Scott Jorgensen at flyweight, and a welterweight contest will be Thiago Parpuo taking on Kenny Robertson. Now, if you have this UFC fight pass thing, there's a couple extra fights to be on the card. Golofredo Castro taking on Noad Lehat, and they are featherweights, so it's 145, and the light heavyweight is 205 pounds. Francimar Barroso taking on Hans Stringer. That is the UFC card. And that's going to be smoking, folks. I'm telling you. You know, anything goes down in Brazil. So when you see guys fighting in Brazil, they look a little different than fighting in the United States. What I mean by that is, you look at Vitor Belfort and his fights in Brazil, he looks like Adonis, like a Superman. When he fights in the United States, he doesn't look that tough. Why? He doesn't look that cut. Why? Steroids. Plain and simple, steroids. And, of course, he had that testosterone replacement therapy, and then he's decided, talk about Vitor Belfort, to bow out of a UFC 173 fight for the World Middleweight Championship with the champion Chris Weidman as May 24th at the MGM Grand UFC 173. Lyoto Machida has replaced him instead. But I got issues with the steroids. We'll get into that real deep a little bit later. Of course, some of the other fights coming up on the UFC card. Nogueira and Nelson, a big country back. UFC Fight Night 11th, April 11th. This is UFC Fight Night. Of course, Nogueira. Antonio Nogueira is somewhat a renowned heavyweight. No question about that, okay? He's taking on Roy, big country Nelson, both big guys. What's going to happen there? I would probably lean towards Nogueira there. The co-main event, it'll be on UFC Fight Pass. That's right, this whole card is going to be on UFC Fight Pass. Clay Guida is going to take on Kiyoshi Kawari, a Japanese fighter. That's his featherweight. At welterweight, John Howard is going to meet Ryan LaFleur in another lightweight contest. Welterweight is 170, lightweight 155. Ramsey Nahim is taking on Rinel Dahirish. And, of course, the other preliminary card will feature a heavyweight bout with Jared Rashad taking on Daniel Azumeca and bantamweight, that's 135 pounds, Ronnie Yahya taking on Johnny Bedford. There's three other fights on that card as well. Now, that's going to be all part of the UFC Fight Pass. For more information on that, go to the UFC.com or their website, because I'm not hip on that and I don't subscribe to anything, folks. I don't even play any of those games. Don't you hate it when you go on Facebook and these people send you all these invitations to play games with them? But if you play a game with them, you got to give up all your contacts, your friends. Oh, I don't want to do that. I know, I don't. I got 14,417 likes on my website at Facebook. The last thing I want to do is pick people off and send them invitations to play Farmland or Farmville or whatever they want to call it, but I keep getting them time after time after time. It's very frustrating. Of course, USC coming back with another fight night April 16th. This will be in Quebec, Canada. Michael Bisping's going to be in the main event. Of course, I've had him on the show in the past. Guy talks a good game. He does, but he got lit up by Vitor Belfort, and that's why I think the Nevada State Athletic Commission, I think that was the one fight that made the Nevada Athletic Commission get rid of the testosterone replacement therapy. In other words, these guys were able, if they screwed up their bodies through testosterone anabolic steroid use, they can go back later and, you know, get their motor fixed with testosterone replacement therapy, which is not legal. We'll talk about it a little bit more, but the bottom line is Michael Bisping got lit up by Vitor Belfort. I think that he is a good friend of Dana White, the president of the UFC, just Michael Bisping. And when he saw that, Dana White, I think that's when he sort of backed off the testosterone replacement therapy and said maybe it wasn't such a good thing. Patrick Cole, the welterweight of note, is in the semi-main event, taking on Kyle McCoy, lightweight contest. Mark Bosek taking on Evan Durham. KJ Nunes, another lightweight contest, taking on Sam Stout. Bantamweights Mitch Gagnon and Tim Gorman. Of course, the women's bantamweight fight. My girl, Sarah Kaufman. Sarah can fight a little bit. Sarah's taking on Shayna Baszler. Of course, Shayna's got a tough road to go because Sarah can fight. And Sarah, of course, gave Ronda Rousey a little bit of trouble before Ronda Rousey lit her up. Now, Ronda Rousey's lit up everybody there is. But speaking of Ronda Rousey, let's talk about her taking on, guess who? Gina Carano, a comeback fight. That's right. Gina's been on the show in the past. Ronda's been on the show in the past. Of course, I always pushed the Hollywood thing on Ronda, thinking that she was going to become a big star. And everybody said to me, you know, you're pushing a little too far here, man. No, she's about to star in the TV series on HBO called Entourage. She's going to do a guest star there, and then she's going to star as Athena in this, probably be like a series of movies, like the Harry Potter books, like the Harry Potter movies. She's going to play Athena. Some author out of New York City and her have got together, and they've come together on this agreement. So more power to Ronda Rousey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. We'll go through with the UFC schedule, talk about my big beef with steroids in the next segment. The bottom line is there's a great fight. Listen, if there's any fight you're going to need to watch, you need to watch this one. UFC on Fox. I think it's UFC on Fox 10 or 11 now. April 19th in the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Main event, Fabrice Werdemann, Travis Brown. Travis Brown, the upstart fighter, the breakout fighter of 2013 in the heavyweight division. No question about that. This fight is going to rock. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
The smooth sounds of Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. April 19th, folks. April 19th, UFC on Fox 11. So there are 11 shows deep now. Of course, these shows come in quarterly on the big Fox, the Fox network. But straight up, this figures to be a good fight. Travis Brown is scary. He is scary, folks. He's 6'7" tall. He weighs about 245 pounds or 17.5 kilos. But I'm telling you, he's a monster. He's just a monster. I mean, his record is 18-1-1. Okay, he knocks people out like. Well, put it this way. He was a breakout fighter in 2013. He really was. He's going to take on Fabricio Werdum, of course, at UFC on Fox 11. It'll be April 19th. And he's got some, I mean, he's really got some accolades. He really does. He's been involved in several fights of the night, knockouts of the night. The guy's got bonuses in almost every UFC fight he's had. He's the upstart, the breakout guy. Hasn't lost since he lost to Antonio Silva. It was back in 2012. straight up. That's the only loss he's got on his record besides a draw with Chet Congo. He's a very good fighter. Travis Brown has got the meanest elbows I've ever seen in the world of mixed martial arts. He rains down on you like you wouldn't believe. Of course, he beat up Gabriel Gonzaga with a KO with elbows. He beat up Alistair Overeem with a front kick and punches. Thank goodness, I'm glad Alistair overroid, call him what you want, but he's basically a footnote now in UFC history, I believe. I want him to be, as far as a title contender is concerned. Josh Barnett got lit up by Travis Brown as well. It was a KO with elbows, man. Wow, I mean, whoa, you just wouldn't believe it. That was December 28, 2013. It was a knockout of the night, stoppage of the night. He got a $50,000 bonus on top of that. You know, Josh Barnett is the real deal. He's a former, you know, UFC heavyweight title holder, did well in Strikeforce, fought for the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight tournament finale against Daniel Cormier and lost, but he can fight. Josh Barnett can fight, okay? But he got pummeled. I mean, it was like, man, you were feeling sorry for Josh as those elbows were raining down on top of him, seriously. But Josh Barnett, the latest victim, Fabricio Werdum's probably next for Travis Brown. 6'7", 242 pounds. He may be the guy that can challenge UFC heavyweight champion. I'll talk about Cain Velasquez. He was 2013 Fighter of the Year. He was 2013 Comeback of the Year versus Alistair Overeem, so he's got some awards. MMA Nuts calls him, MMANuts.com calls him the 2013 Fighter of the Comeback Fighter of the Year. He's got all kinds of little accolades here as far as his little Wikipedia page is concerned, but he's a great fighter. In the UFC, he's had four knockouts of the night. That means $50,000 bonuses each time. He knocked out that big, tall guy, Stallone's Struve. He beat up Gabriel Gonzaga, Alistair Overeem, and Josh Barnett. He is the real deal. I'm telling you, this guy looks like he might be the guy, as I said, to beat the great Cain Velasquez. Speaking of Cain Velasquez, back in the gym training, of course, that shoulder injury that he had operated on about 2.5 months ago, that's on the mend. He's hoping to get his act back together. Speaking of a guy on the mend, Anderson Silva, the spider down there from Brazil, the former middleweight icon, the former middleweight champion of the UFC, the longest reigning champion, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, getting lit up by Chris Weidman last year in a fight in which he got knocked out in the second round after being manhandled in the first round. Then, of course, he comes back and fights Weidman in the rematch, and Weidman blocks his kick with the shin kick. He blocked his kick in the shin with his knee, and it broke Anderson Silva's leg right then and there, and the fight was over. So Anderson Silva, a loser twice to Chris Weidman, but he's back in the gym too. I mean, he was back in the gym like 6 or 7 weeks after the fight. The guy's an animal as far as wanting to get back in there is concerned, but he's 38 years old. He's an old guy. He's slow. He's soft. And I think the wheels are starting to come off the train as far as Anderson Silva was concerned back when he fought Chael Sonnen in Oakland a few years ago. You can see it there. I mean, Chael was whooping on him for 4.5 rounds until he got submitted in round 5. Had Chael Sonnen not gotten submitted and lost that 5th round, even if he lost it by 2 points, he would have won the fight. That's how dominant he was going into that 5th and final round. But Travis Brown is the guy to watch in the heavyweight division, no question about it. 6'7", half Hawaiian guy, he's the real deal. 6'7", 245 pounds, man, he is a frightening, frightening fighter. Misha Tate's on that card, taking on the first openly gay UFC fighter, Liz Carmouche. Liz Carmouche, of course, went with Ronda Rousey, almost had Ronda in a chokehold, but Ronda powered out of that. Showed that she is the real deal. Donald Cerrone's on the card, taking on Edson Barboza. Brad Tavares on the card, taking on Ibel Romero. Lots of fighters on the card. Diego Alves on the card. So it's a big fight card on UFC on Fox. It's UFC on Fox 11. That's April 19th. This will be a fight card that you want to see. You won't have to pay to watch. You don't have to go to the internet to watch. It'll be there live and free on Fox Network. And I think it'll start like at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Figured pretty good fight from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. But Travis Brown is the guy to watch. I kid you not, folks. He is really the guy to watch. Now, back to these legalized steroids. Now, I've railed against this for a long, long time because I think that if you cheat and you use anabolic steroids to the point where using it to get an edge in a fight, it's a little different than getting an edge in a baseball game. Because in a baseball game, you're hitting baseballs over the fence or trying to. You're not hitting heads over the fence, okay? But in boxing and MMA, combat sports, you're hitting people. If you're hitting people with greater force, and you're able to recover faster between rounds using, you know, blood doping and things like that, in addition to anabolic steroids, I mean, you're going to have a decided advantage over your opponent. Because if you're able to recover in 20 seconds and it takes him like a minute and a half or 2 minutes to recover, he's really not recovery when he gets off the stool after a minute, you've got a decided advantage over him. Okay, if you can hit harder than him, if your muscles can, if you get on the juice and you take the blood doping as well, I mean, you can rise to another level. You can have more oxygen in your bloodstream than you ever could imagine. That's what the EPO is all about. That's what Shane Mosley, the boxer, was taking when he fought Oscar De La Hoya the second time a few years ago. Okay, and of course I've exposed that on RingTalk.com. The bottom line is testosterone replacement therapy has been banned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. It's just a little too late for a lot of fighters. I mean, Michael Bisping, yeah, you know, he didn't fight in Nevada when he fought Vitor Belfort, but had he, I mean, they would have allowed the testosterone replacement therapy that day. But now it's illegal, and I think it should be illegal, and I think Dana White has something to do with that. And praise the Athletic Commission in Nevada. Probably the only time you'll hear me say that, but you can praise the Nevada Athletic Commission for getting rid of this legalized steroids. Guys should not be able to cheat. Speaking of cheaters, yep, Chris Weidman, not the cheater, but he's taking on Lyoto Machida instead of Vitor Belfort. That's UFC 173. That's May 24th in the MGM Grand. Weidman's the real deal, the world middleweight champion, unbeaten, only been taken off his feet, I believe, one time in his life. And guess what? The UFC is going to Fight Night Berlin. That'll be May 31st as well. So there's going to be two events on the same day. How are they going to do this? I don't know. But they've got two events on the same day. I wonder if they're going to split screens. Remember, the WWE used to do that. And I think Don King tried to do it with a couple of boxing events. But World Wrestling Entertainment folks, when they were the World Wrestling Federation, they would have like two events, and both on pay-per-view or on cable. And, you know, one would be in Dallas and the other would be in Los Angeles. One would be in New York. And seriously, so they had two events. So this is not this has been done before, both in boxing and pro wrestling. We'll see what the UFC does. But that's going to be the 31st of April. So some of the UFC schedule for the rest of the year. And don't forget, every Wednesday night, you can catch a UFC fight Nation versus Nation, which is Australia versus Canada right now. Australia is fighting in the main events as far as trying to get their fighters together. All these little countries are coming together. Pakistan, I think India, these guys are putting together Ultimate Fighter contests. So this Ultimate Fighter stuff, it's the rage, and it's spreading all over the world. I expect China to have one soon, okay? Portugal's talking about having one. I mean, of course, the English are all involved in that, so it's a good thing. And this is the sport is spreading like wildfire all over the world. And what more can you ask for than a fight that's good, that people want to see, okay, that's being shown in every country? And when you have fighters fighting in India, that's going to add more interest for the Indians. They don't have to watch Travis Brown and Fabrice Werdum. They're watching guys from India, okay? And this is going to add to it. This is going to make the UFC, I think the UFC franchise right now is rumored to be worth about $1.6 billion. Okay, and of course it was $33 million in the hole before they turned it around with the Ultimate Fighter debut. Of course, you know, that was Evan Tanner and Forrest Griffin, that fight, of course, that put the UFC on the map, no question about it. But it's been a while since then. I think that was 2006, 7 years later, the UFC, an entity worth about $1.6 billion, somewhere in there. Of course, the UFC is owned by Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. They are majority owners. Dana White has 10%, and the government of Dubai, speaking of Dubai, there'll be a card in Abu Dhabi, in just a couple of weeks. But the people that run the country of Dubai, they own 13% of the UFC. I kid you not, 12% of the UFC. Yeah, seriously. So that fight night with Nogueira and Nelson is going to be April 11th. That's going to be in Abu Dhabi, of course, it's in the United Arab Emirates. And if you remember my story of going over there a few years ago, I got sick as a dog. I wasn't feeling good. I was sick the entire week. The food was terrible. The weather was hot. The hotel ripped me off as far as my money was concerned. The guy I went over there to work for, he ripped me off as well. He was a former boxing promoter in Harold Smith here in the United States. So I took it in the shorts when I went to Dubai to the tune of about $7,000. But you live and learn, folks. Live and learn. Believe me, I learned that night. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour of mixed martial arts, don't forget, we are every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcasting. We combine both boxing and MMA. And then we go again on Sunday show, 2 hours of combat sports, first hour of boxing, the second hour of MMA. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Roll it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
I always laugh at that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. You don't think the MMA and the UFC is an international product? Let me tell you this. UFC Fight Night next week will be in Brazil. March 23rd, April, they moved to Dubai. In April, they're in Quebec, Canada. In April, they have another card in Orlando, Florida, Baltimore, Maryland. And then in May, they go to Cincinnati, Ohio, then Las Vegas, then back to Berlin, UFC Fight Night, May 31st. Then UFC Fight Night, Chael Sonnen versus Wanderlei Silva is going to be in Brazil, so they can both use testosterone replacement therapy, I guess. UFC 174 will be from British Columbia. That will be in June. UFC Fight Night in June will be from Texas. Then there will be two cards in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas, after the Las Vegas cards, the Ultimate Fighter finale, Team Penn versus Team Edgar. They'll go with UFC Fight Night from Dublin, Ireland, then Macau, China, then Japan, then Canada, back to Canada, then over to Stockholm, Sweden, then Nova Scotia, then Turkey, then Mexico, then Canada. Are you getting the drift here, folks? This is not an American thing. Okay, this is not an American thing. Mexico City, Istanbul, Turkey, Montreal, Canada, London, England, and, of course, Glasgow, Scotland, where I used to write for the Glasgow Sunday Post. I remember that back in the day when I did covered boxing for them. It was a Sunday paper. It was like, I had like almost a million people circulation, million person circulation, but the bottom line is the newspaper industry has all but died because of the Internet. But that's the UFC schedule. I mean, that's where they're going. They're going all over the world. This is a worldwide international sport. Boxing used to be worldwide, but the United States sort of controlled it. Now that's not that way anymore. Of course, you got fighters from the Ukraine being the heavyweight champion, fighters from the former Soviet bloc being the middleweight title holder. I mean, Gennady Golovkin, what more can I say? He's like 28-0 with like 25 knockouts. He's a real deal. Russian Bravadnikov at 140 is a real deal. All these Russian fighters, Vladimir Klitschko, the current heavyweight champion, these fighters are all not Americans. And that's what's happening now. So the fight game is evolving, both in boxing and mixed martial arts, all around the world. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the campus of life, boxing and MMA fans. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy, for putting up with me. Until next time, much peace, much love.